Hello, my name is Randy Stroman. I'm a certified trainer and coach with the John Maxwell team. I am president of a nonprofit company whose mission is to fulfill the Great Commission in our lifetime by helping pastors grow the influence of their churches in the communities they serve. As I travel and speak in churches across the U.S., I'm often asked, what sold you on the John Maxwell team? When I hear that question, I sometimes laugh inside because, see, I feel as though I've always been a part of John's team, just unofficially, of course, until I joined the JMT. Years ago, my pastor first introduced me to John Maxwell. He was doing a teaching series on leadership, and many of the lessons were infused with quotes from a book called Developing the Leader Within You. Well, I was hooked at first sight. That was in 1993, and I've been reading John Maxwell books ever since. I have every single book written by John. Way back then, in 1993, I set four goals for myself. First, I wanted to meet John Maxwell someday. Second, I wanted to have a meal with John, you know, just fellowship with him. Third, I wanted to be mentored by John. And fourth, I wanted to share the stage with John someday. In 2002, I was privileged to hear John speak for the first time. I was impressed with his genuine love for people. I watched as during the break, John didn't run and hide as most of the other speakers I'd heard in the past. Now, John stood in one place and talked to as many people as he could. He signed a copy of the Maxwell Leadership Bible that I purchased that day. I had met John Maxwell, and goal number one was accomplished. Well, fast forward to 2011, when I received an email about an online meeting with John Maxwell. Well, I signed up for the call, and on the call, I heard this guy, Paul Martinelli, talking about the formation of a John Maxwell certification program. I thought at the time, I need to do this. I signed up, but I never sent my payment for the program. Now, there were so many reasons for me to connect with John, but at the time, I was in a difficult job. That job I so desperately wanted out of, but I thought, I really don't have time to do this program justice. So I waited. Well, a few months passed, and I get another email announcing a seminar titled A Day About Books, hosted by John Maxwell. Well, I was in. My wife and I signed up. We traveled to Florida for the live event, and man, we loved it. Well, at the meeting, John's team talked again about the certification program. And again, I said, I need to do this. I stood in line to get more information, and I met this guy named Paul Martinelli. Weird, I thought. This is the same guy that was on the national webinar a few months back, and here I am talking to him in person. And I said, God, are you trying to tell me something? I left that meeting. I traveled back to Dallas, and I signed up for the John Maxwell team. After signing up, I wondered why I'd waited to join the team. I had a million reasons to join the team, but I had just one reason not to, and I'd cited that reason as time. But I realized after the day about books that time wasn't my real problem. The real problem was that I didn't understand my why. W-H-Y. I didn't understand my why. I was letting fear get in the way of my why. I was afraid to leave my safe corporate job. I was afraid that I might fail, that it might not work. But after the day about books, I knew that I would never accomplish my dreams until I developed an intentional plan to get there. See, my why was actually, for me, a why not? Why not give my dreams a chance? Why not do something for me? Why not do what God kept bringing across my path, even though I was slow to understand it? At that moment, I realized, and now it seems so obvious, but it was a revelation at the time. I realized that one thing was certain. I might not succeed at this, but I was guaranteed to fail if I didn't try. By the time I spoke with my program coordinator, I was ready to commit. There wasn't any selling required. I loved his thorough approach, though. Mark Moffat explained everything. He covered my options, and I signed and sent my down payment. Mark told me that I just missed the registration deadline for the August training, so I put the February training on my calendar, and I started swimming through the volume of information in the online learning library. 5 months later, as I was looking forward to my February training, my safe corporate job went away. It went away in a day. The very thing that kept me from doing what I truly wanted to do disappeared in a day as the company released 300 people that day. Now, at that point, I had a choice. I could drop the February training and start looking for a new job, or I could take a step of faith, believe in myself, and do what most thought insane. I think even I did at the time. But I could commit to building my own company. That day, as I drove away from my separation meeting, I determined to not look back. Now, the February training event took on a whole new importance for me. This was no longer a project. It was my future. It was my life. It was my livelihood. And what a decision it turned out to be. At the February training event, I joined the mentorship program. It was a no-brainer for me, really, because it fulfilled my second goal of being mentored by John Maxwell. That goal I had set 20 years ago. And oh my. I liken the mentorship program to going from a tricycle to a jet engine. And joining the mentorship has allowed me to gain valuable momentum in my business, and it's helped me to achieve some really wonderful success. See, since that time, I've spoken to thousands of people and more than 100 churches. I have 8 coaching clients, and not only have I replaced my income, but my wife has also joined me full-time. See, once where I was concerned about replacing 1 6-figure income, together we've now replaced 2 6-figure incomes. Shortly after my certification training, I was privileged to go with John on his leadership mission to Guatemala, where I had the opportunity to have breakfast with John. Goal number 3 was now a reality. I've also served on John's President's Advisory Council and led one of the 10 selection committees for the first John C. Maxwell Leadership Award. I've been honored to help set the future direction of the John Maxwell team. When I think of all that's happened, I'm amazed. Someone asked me the other day, what does it mean to be a John Maxwell team member? And that I can answer in one word. Fulfillment. I have fulfilled many goals that I set over 20 years ago through the John Maxwell team. And joining the team has helped make that possible. There's still one goal that remains, though, from the 20 years ago. And John, if you're listening, I'm waiting for my invitation to speak with you on stage. Do you need my number?